Breathing in diesel exhaust fumes is like walking into a fire without a mask. Over time, those toxins lead to cancer. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip, the easiest, most reliable exhaust removal system that features a true 100% seal to eliminate diesel exhaust fumes. To get free grant assistance, visit MagnaGrip.com.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 37 of APS Radio. I'm Jim Bernica. I kind of said that with a question mark there, like I was unsure of myself, like Anchorman. But anyway, my guest, once again, is Nick Magoteau. Good morning to you.
Morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, of course. You know, Chief Rhodes, in last month's edition of Fire Engineering, in his letter to the editor, he talked about how, you know, it's good to have all these small conferences. You know, FDIC is tremendous. You know, it's 30,000 plus people making their trip to Indianapolis every year. But these smaller conferences have value too. And that's kind of what we've been doing really over the last 7 years. So I know that Fire Engineering is supportive of our conference and what we do. And so I wanted to actually kind of just do a preview of what we put together for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't have everything at all at one place, unfortunately. I mean, if they try to do that at FDIC, it'd be like a month long, you know? So it's good to have those smaller conferences. And I think our conference is definitely a shining light in that sphere of different conferences other than FDIC. So yeah, excited to talk about it and preview what we got going on.
So yeah, it's our seventh year doing this. So clearly we've done something right. Or we're just really stubborn and keep doing stuff regardless. But I think it's more of the first part. But before we even jump into the show, I got to ask you, because it's bugging me. I'm looking at your... And I'm sorry for the people that are just listening on a podcast, not a video, but over your right shoulder, it's very odd. There is a picture of yourself there.
Yeah, so this is kind of a little Easter egg. Our mutual friend, Kenny, from Northern Kentucky, got me this picture for my birthday, my 40th birthday last year. And it is a picture of him living in my beard.
He's a tiny guy, and you're right, he fits perfectly in your beard.
Yes. So it was a little Easter egg there for
all right.
For,
well,
those
that's
who know.
See, that's funny. It's not as much ego as I thought you were doing there. That's actually a funny thing.
Yes.
That's good. It's tremendous. Anyway, all right, so you say I saw a squirrel there and I had to jump on it. So
right,
so when and where is this conference going to be taking place?
So this year, we actually had to move away from our previous location at the Hilton Garden Inn in Beaver Creek, just due to some, issues with payment and things like that. Where
that sounds bad. Just say it was new management, and they were money hungry.
Yes, they wanted to charge us at an exponential rate that we just couldn't afford, so we had to find a new home. And so our new home now is at the Greene County Fairgrounds, the Expo Center, technically in Xenia, but Beaver Creek adjacent. So, and this year it's going to be October 16th, 17th, and 18th.
All right. Now, one of the things that you and I have come up with over the last few years is we don't just do like a conference, just a regular conference. We generally have a theme to that conference, and we try to be kind of silly and just have fun. So in the past, we've done like Hollywood was last year. We've done Vegas. We've done a tropical theme because again, this is exotic Beaver Creek, Ohio. What is this year's theme?
So this year's theme is a dream come true for the both of us, right? This year's theme is pro wrestling, baby.
That's right, pro wrestling. So that's very cool. So what are we going to do pro wrestling wise?
Well, I mean, I guess people will have to come and see it to, feel the exact presence of what we're doing, but we've got special guests that we'll talk about later in the program.
Oh, okay.
That's wrestling related. We encourage all our participants to come dressed up as their favorite wrestler. Jim and I will definitely be doing that. I mean,
We're both
so
going to be in singlets.
that's right, the whole time.
Oh God. Yeah, we just lost our audience right there. 'Cause again, you're dealing with two fat guys that are retired that for whatever reason throw a health and wellness conference. The irony is there, isn't
That's right. Yep. It's not
it?
lost on us. That's for sure.
So we've got all these guys and gals booked. Let's actually go over like who we've been able to book this year and kind of what they're going to be talking about. So starting off Wednesday, kicking off that keynote, and we've got an individual. This will be his third time there, but first time really kind of setting the tone. So Deputy Chief Frank Lieb,
Yeah, just
FDNY.
excited to have Frank again. I mean, he's been tremendous and a big advocate for the conference itself. And just, I mean, I remember the first time when he came, when we had him in 2020. And, with all the COVID restrictions and things like that, he still made his way down from New York City to Ohio to present. So, just really excited to have him, kind of set the tone the first day of the conference and bring everybody together and put everybody in the right state of mind for the rest of the conference.
Exactly. And kind of builds off of what his book that just came out late last year, The Cornerstone of Leadership, and just how you can have really a safety and wellness mindset, even in an organization as large as his, the largest fire department in the world, and kind of expand on that leadership and how you can have that atmosphere. You're actually being able to pull that off on a department that size. So I'm excited for him to kind of take his book and actually kind of talk about lessons learned through our attendees that way.
Well, and it's exciting to have, I mean, especially if you are in a leadership position, right? It's great to have mentors. Frank can, be that mentor. Frank can help you as a leader understand how you can balance everything with a health and wellness mindset too. So for your people. So
Exactly. Yeah.
big stuff.
So I'm so happy to have him again, like you said, setting the stage, starting us off on the right foot, setting the tone. That's going to be Frank this year, and he's going to nail it. I have no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So right after that, so we got our East Coast guys, but then we're going to bring in the West Coast guys. We're going to bring in Scott Ross and Ed Monroe from LA County. And what are they going to talk about?
Well, I know. So Ed was involved in the Sierra event. Is that correct? Sierra.
Yes.
And so it's just kind of be talking about his journey within that. Scott's going to companion that with talking about the peer support response and the department's response to that incident. And I think it's definitely going to be an interesting, I mean, not a whole lot of people are out there talking about this, obviously, but about this specific incident that happened at LA. But I think it's going to be, something that's going to be really resonating with everybody that's going to be
Yeah.
there.
And the Sierra incident is all about, I mean, it's about one of their own members, shooting people at one of their fire stations. I mean, that's supposed to be a safe place, and all of a sudden it is not a safe place. So Ed is going to talk about that. And then Scott has been in charge of their peer support team for quite a while now. And he's been, I mean, even for me, like a phone a friend throughout the years. If I'm in a difficult situation or I don't know what to do, Scott has so much experience, peer support instructor. Just really, he goes to a lot of call outs with the IFF. And so having to basically do a call out on his own guys and deal with that, I mean, you can imagine the magnitude and all the logistics that were involved with that. So, kind of his perspective and lessons learned, I think, is going to be valuable to everybody in the audience.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, last year's conference, we had such a good response with our peer support panel. I think that there's a hunger for more instruction when it comes to peer support and understanding more and wanting that education. And I think Scott's going to definitely hammer that home, with talking about this incident and their response to that incident. So
Yeah.
I think it's definitely going to be a valuable thing if you're a peer supporter or thinking about getting to peer support. I think this is definitely something that obviously is right up your alley.
Exactly. Exactly. So next up, this is going to be different. And this kind of lends to, one of the reasons why we went to this new place, this Greene County Expo Center. It's a larger facility. We can fit in more attendees. We can fit in more vendors, but it's where they hold the fair. So there is a lot of just options, and really when we left and went to this place, we really bought our freedom is what we did. We bought our freedom, and we were able to ensure that all of our attendees could still come, and we wouldn't have to raise the cost of attendance. So, but with that freedom, we're able to kind of think outside a box and do something I think it's quite unique and going to be quite cool. So next up on Wednesday is we're going to split up all of our attendees in three separate groups, and we're going to rotate them basically every 40 minutes onto the next group. So let's talk about what's in that group. So the first group is going to be our pal Tim Spradlin. He's a retired Assistant Chief, Xenia Township, and was also a police officer, was also in the military, just amazing guy. And he's has his own nonprofit, Finally Home Farm, and it's located just about 5 minutes away from where we're going to be having the conference. And so, and Tim was a part of our conference last year. He led the worship services and also did the benediction, started off our conference as well. But what he's doing this year, he's still going to do all that stuff. But in addition, he's bringing out two of his friends. Could you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, so with us being able to kind of do some different things, we've been able to really work with Tim and do equine like an introduction to equine therapy. Tim's going to bring out a couple of his horses. The attendees will be able to have kind of a little bit of a hands-on approach to what is equine therapy, how could it help for PTSD or issues that you're maybe struggling with. And again, you get a little bit of a time with the horses as well. So really unique in the fact that there's not a lot of conferences out there that are bringing horses into their expo hall or things like
Can
that.
you imagine the walking the hill, the horses in the Hilton, and
Oh yeah, we'd be able to do it once.
one
That'd be
time?
it, and then we would
Yes.
not be allowed back. But yeah, with being able at the fairgrounds, we have the space to do this. To be able to bring this to people, and just kind of as you always know, we always try to give those resources, those options. Not everything's for everyone, that we present, but it gives you options. And this is one of those options that is really going to be truly unique and kind of give, I feel like, our attendees more of a eye-opening experience of what could be accomplished with equine therapy, and what it's all about.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think it'll be special. I think it'll be cool. But, I didn't want to stop with the animals. So another part that we're going to do, one of these groups, is our friend Joe Elliott. from Cincinnati. He's in charge of their peer support team, but he also just got a therapy dog. And so Joe's going to, in that second group, have his dog and really just talk about how he's been able to incorporate that dog into the Cincinnati Fire Department and the good things that have happened through that.
Yeah, and I think it's going to give a good, obviously Cincinnati is a pretty big department, and at least, in the grand scheme of things in Ohio, but
Yes.
it's a busy urban department, so it kind of can give attendees an idea of if this is something that they wanted to institute within their own department or things along those lines. They'll have time to speak with Joe about how he got this to come to fruition, how he's able to incorporate it into what he's currently doing for wellness throughout the department. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity for those who are interested in exploring those options for their own department. Gives them a good mindset or a blueprint, if you will, of potentially how to set that up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to lessons learned so far from Joe and his puppy dog. And then that last group that we're going to have is Allison Feening,
Yes.
our good friend clinician, and she's going to be doing a class. I haven't actually seen this class, but you have.
I have indeed, yes.
Yeah.
So this class is, I mean, it's very interesting. It's kind of gives you a little bit of insight on yourself, as far as relationships go, and just kind of you know, that's doesn't necessarily have to be something that you have your spouse with you. It'd be helpful if they are, but talking about love languages, talking about your what makes you happy, right? And if you overfill your cup or underfill your cup, things like that. It's really interactive class, which is one of the reasons I really enjoyed the class when I took it. So I think it's going to be really interesting for those attendees that are during that session. So we've had lots of good positive reactions to it in previous conferences and classes. So definitely excited to see bring this to the conference and have our attendees be able to attend this portion of the class.
Exactly. And then we've got one more speaker that day, and it is an old friend of mine, Brittany Hollenbeck. She is a researcher. She helps out our also good friend, Dr. Sarah Janke. I asked her, and it's kind of when we talked, like I have a pretty good idea of what everybody's going to be talking about besides her.
Right.
I basically said, let's figure that out. And the reason for that is Brittany is involved in so much
Yeah.
research regarding firefighters, a lot of reproductive health, a lot of cancer studies. She's been amazing, an asset for the fire service. So I kind of just said, let's kind of wait a few months and see what you're working on and see what's going on and we'll go from there. So I'm not sure what she's going to talk about, but I can assure you whatever it is going to be very relevant and very interesting because all this stuff that they're doing is really, 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 really interesting.
Well, and the positive thing, the conference is our conference is such a laid back atmosphere. Even if, she goes over something that, she doesn't go over something that she's, researching that an attendee wants to talk about, there are those opportunities throughout the conference to talk to her on a one-on-one basis. So, just having somebody like that with that much knowledge, doing that much research. I mean, she's got her hands in everything, right? From, like you said, reproductive health to cardiac for firefighters to cancer to, I mean, just about everything. So, a really good person to pick their brain and attendees will have that opportunity as well to do that. So, again, I think that's one of the reasons that makes our conference a little bit different than most conferences out there is just that intimate setting.
And the networking that goes on. You know,
Yes.
you're we bring people from throughout the US and Canada. They come here because they realize the product we're putting out and the quality, the cost, and it's just it's worth their time and it's worth their money to make it to exotic Beaver Creek, Ohio, as silly as that sounds. And the networking is a really big part of it, because you're surrounded by these presenters and attendees that all really want the same thing. You know, they want you know, more wellness for their members and also themselves.
Well, and I mean, it's, the whole room, the whole conference is all like-minded people. So, as you've said before, with phoning a friend for, your peer support problems when you were with the department, things like that. I mean, this is that great opportunity to be able to meet some of those people that could be your lifelines or your phone of friends in the future. There's a lot of different topics and conversations with health and wellness, and it's hard to be a master of all of them. So it's nice to be able to, meet others that have expertise in areas that you may not have, so that you can, draw on that in the future if need be.
That's right. And you know, it's perfect segue, because later on that night of that first evening, we'll have a get together at one of the local restaurants nearby there. It's called Nick's. You are not the owner, you're not the manager, you're
No.
just
Just another Nick.
just another Nick. No, that'll be really cool to just kind of hang out afterwards and just relax. And that's going to be that Wednesday evening. We're going to do that. So let's skip to Thursday. Now this is a little different, like what we're doing here. You know, Wednesday is definitely, you know, more for the firefighters, but we did kind of change things Thursday and Friday to where it would be, the topic still would be beneficial to firefighters, but it would also be beneficial to our brothers in blue, you know, the LEOs. And with that, you know, the keynote for Thursday is a retired police officer.
Yeah, so retired Sergeant Michael Segrew from Walnut Creek Police Department in California. He is going to be our keynote speaker on Thursday, talking about his well post-traumatic stress, incident to post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic growth, and even. I think what the most intriguing part is, I think he's going to touch on organizational betrayal, which is not really that much talked about these days. Still fresh, still new, I think. When you talk about buzzwords or diagnoses, but definitely something that not a lot of people are talking about and could definitely be relevant to a lot of different people. It's going to be a very intriguing presentation. He's written a book, a bestseller, talking about his journey. If you're interested in reading that beforehand, by all means. But it's definitely going to be a very impactful morning session for sure.
Yeah. And his book is called Relentless Courage. He wrote it with Dr. Shauna Springer, and tremendous book. And it's when you read it, you just go, how does this even happen? So Michael, I can tell you, he's been a friend to me. He's helped me throughout my stuff. And I realized, just in talking to him, how impactful he could truly be. And I just thought that he was a no-brainer to try to bring, you know, to Ohio to talk about this kind of stuff. So I'm super stoked for it. He only talks a couple times a year, and I'm glad that he thinks enough of us to make the voyage from sunny California to Ohio in October.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the interesting things is, this isn't a guy who's out there speaking a whole lot about his story and his growth and stuff like that. So it's going to be an awesome opportunity whether you are a firefighter, a police officer, corrections officer, dispatcher. I think it's going to be relevant to any first responder out there. And really, Thursday and Friday are both relevant to any first responder. It's not, there's like, there might be some firefighter overtones, but for the most part, it's definitely universal message for all first responders.
It's all the
Definitely.
same. We all deal with the same stuff for the most part.
Absolutely.
For
Absolutely.
the most part. Next up on Thursday is and you've actually met Meg, and I've only talked to her on the phone and on the Zoom thing, but Megan Louts from Fairfax, she's going to be joining our conference here.
Yeah, so I met her 2 years ago at FDSOA at St. Pete Beach, and just some of the things that when you think about health and wellness, you think about exercise, you think about mental health, you think about cancer, but she talks about nutrition, and really that is goes hand in hand with exercise and things like that. So, and some of her, her stuff is really kind of, I don't know, I want to say no nonsense, but like she's able to make, she comes up with recipes and things like that, so that if you are eating at the firehouse, it's easy to accomplish. If you're eating out, it's easy to accomplish, because that's, 90 times, nine times out of 10, that's probably the barrier, right? Like, I don't know about you at Dayton, but I, when I was on shift, it was $10 a day, and we basically bought the cheapest crap we could buy at the grocery store, so that we could make our budget stretch and have some left over for the kitty, right? So, I think Megan's going to be able to talk about how to maximize your shift budget and still make tasty, healthy options for your crew. So really
Right.
excited. And not only, like I said, not only does she, like you talked about, not only does she do the fire department in Fairfax County, but she also does the police department too. So
Yeah.
again, relevant for both, for all first responders.
Yeah. So, you and I, every year when we do this conference, we put out surveys and we really try to get input of what we did right, what we can do better. And we had a lot of, suggestions for, the next classes to they, our attendees really wanted somebody to talk about nutrition. And I remember talking to my friend Stephanie White, who also has the 5 After Midnight show on fire engineering, but she spoke last year at our conference, and she worked for Fairfax, and she just told me, she made it very simple. If you're going to have somebody talk about nutrition, it's got to be Megan, because it's nobody else. And she really talked about how Megan got us and actually rode along with us and hung out with us and really kind of dove into the whole culture of the fire service and also police as well. And even just she's silly. Like she runs with the recruits and she'll have like a bacon costume on and she'll run doing that. So I really do appreciate her silliness and just accepting how ridiculous we are. She was actually on my show last month. So if you want to learn more about Megan, check out APS Radio 36. She's a lot, I don't know. She's definitely a better guest than you. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Or am I? Next up,
Yes.
Major Allison Brager.
Yeah, so Allison, we've had her, well, we sort of had her a couple years ago. She unfortunately had to go back to the base because a general was coming in to talk to her, and that was definitely way more important than coming to the conference. But she did present her class in the evening, But not a whole lot of people got to see it.
And
So,
that's why we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to see what she's, been working on, because it's
yeah.
really huge. Like, if you haven't realized it already, sleep is the foundation of all things wellness. And so all the research that she's doing, in the military, it also kind of reaches out to first responders as well. It benefits us as well. So having her talk is going to be just amazing. She is a, former college athlete, big into CrossFit, just a force to be reckoned with. So I'm glad that she's, making her grand return.
Well, and just the research that she provides, obviously a lot of it is, well, most of it is combat, related, whether that be, Army, Marines, some type of military. But it's definitely the information definitely crosses over to firefighters, and even police officers between the shift work or 24-hour shifts or however you look at that. I mean, they talk about combat readiness, just talking about readiness to take the next call as an off as a firefighter or police officer. This is, again, this is really going to shine a big light on sleep itself, but like you said, just being the bedstone of everything else health-wise in your life, that sleep covers. So, very interesting stuff. I'm really excited to have her back.
Absolutely. And then finishing that lineup on Thursday is Dr. Carrie Ramella.
Yes.
Yes. So she's right now, she works with Phoenix Fires Union. She is just amazing. And we have her, what I have tasked her with is really discussing a lot of the latest and greatest things out there as far as treatments for behavioral health. So a lot of the newer items, some of the ones still kind of controversial, and we're working through. So she's going to talk about things like EMDR. She can talk about the Stella ganglion block, ketamine treatments, microdosing. I mean, all those kind of things that we're starting to kind of see on the peripheral, like, we're going to discuss those and see if there is validity with some of the stuff, medical marijuana, things like that, so
Yeah.
she's going to talk about that. And she has so much experience with fire, but also police, also dispatch. She's done it all over there in Phoenix, and so having her here is going to be awesome too. I'm going to make sure she brings me an In-N-Out burger though.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think it's great that, we're able to talk about some of the latest and greatest treatments that are out there. Obviously some of those treatments today might not be available in people's areas, but hopefully, as time goes on, they will be. And just knowing those resources, again, having that ability to know those resources of what's available for people, the people that you either you yourself or those that you take care of, what's available out there and what's what is good and what is snake oil, right? I mean, some, we want to know what works and what doesn't too. So I think having her as in these topics is going to be, excellent for the conference and excellent for those that attend, just so that you could understand what is on the cutting edge and what may be next, right?
That's right. So skip into Friday. Friday is always our half day.
Yes.
We like to, we do things in the morning and get people out around lunchtime, so then get back home and get back to reality. And we're bringing an old friend of ours back.
Yeah, so Dr. Donnie Hutchinson, just expert in all things work-life balance. And Donnie was local to us at one point in time. He's now a Florida guy, but definitely a keystone in that movement and has a lot of research, has a book about it. You know, just a lot of great takeaways for how you could improve your work-life balance, whether it be at home, you know, home, work, whatever. But, you know, whether you're full-time, part-time, occasional, you know, he's definitely got the goods when it comes to this particular subject.
Yeah, I agree. He does a great job of just putting things in perspective and really having you prioritize, you know, what you do with your life. And so we had him speak, and we only gave him like 30 minutes, I think, in our conference number two. I mean, it was really, really quick. So it was definitely time to bring him back and give like a full kind of seminar, give him that opportunity, because I think work-life balance, I mean, pretty much, I think almost everybody struggles with that.
Well,
And when,
I mean,
and
you
when,
talk about first responders, you talk about overtime, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, overtime is inevitable as a first responder, whether you are a police officer, a firefighter, EMT, dispatcher, corrections officer. You know, overtime is out there. And, you know, so sometimes you don't have a choice in that, but sometimes you do. And Donnie puts that really good, you know, into perspective
He says
of how you handle that.
One of my favorite quotes from him is, when you say yes to something, what are you saying no to?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, when you start looking at that, it really is some powerful stuff. So I'm glad that we're going to be able to give him an opportunity. And I think it's going to be just really well received. It's going to be a good
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
But, you know,
Well,
so that, go ahead,
as
sorry.
you know, Donnie talks all over the country about this, and I don't think it gets the spotlight that it deserves sometimes. And
Yep.
I definitely think that anybody that attends this class will come away with something that tangible that they can use afterwards. So I think it's really powerful for those who come to the conference to attend this portion.
So that's the meat and bones of it. That's the lineup that, you know, that everybody can attend and do. But we also have a few different things that are optional. So
Yes.
we do three things in the morning, and some of these you'll see at other conferences, but you know, you have the opportunity to take part in all these. If you want to, you can. If not, that's okay too. So the
Yeah.
first thing, let's talk about yoga.
Yeah, so you know, I want to say you know, for a good majority of all our conferences, we've been able to provide
Probably 4 or 5 years now. Yeah.
Yeah. In the morning. And Brandon Dryman from Indianapolis is the guy who is our master yogi. He's been our master yogi for many years now. And what's great about his class in the morning is whether you are new to yoga or you are been doing yoga for years, I think that, you know, you'd be able to get something out of Brandon's class. So, and it's a good way to start the morning off, you know, when you come to the conference. So, and you know, we have tweaked things a little bit. I know in the past, you know, we've had yoga in the morning at a really early time, you know, usually around 7 o'clock in the morning, something along those lines. But we've kind of tampered back our schedule a little bit to allow for a little bit of a more relaxed feel. And yoga is going to be starting at 8 o'clock instead of 7. So gives you some extra opportunity. If this is something that you've always wanted to try, gives you the opportunity to do that.
Yep, that's right. And Brandon's been great. He's also spoke at our conference a couple times. We had Martin from California fill in last year, and Jenna as well. But Brandon's coming back this year, and it's going to be awesome. But so that's, you know, part of his yoga too. He used to do it to where at the end he kind of had threw in a little bit of meditation. But we actually last year we stopped including the meditation with the yoga because we ended up doing a whole separate thing and doing a warrior meditation.
Yeah, so we've got David Giraud from Columbus Fire, Save a Warrior alum, kind of leading the group with warrior meditation. So I think this was a big hit last year with the group. I think the first day there was a what maybe 10, 15 people that attended, and then kind of the numbers grew as the conference went on. So definitely exciting to have that as an option if you're a Save a Warrior alumni. This is something that's going to be very familiar for you, and you know, something that you'll want to participate in. And if you're not a Save a Warrior alumni, I think it's still a great session to learn about meditation and perform it, so that maybe you could take that home with you and incorporate that into your daily routines.
That's right. Exactly. And yeah, like that first day was I think a dozen people, and then second and third day it was like 20 people in there. It was a really cool feeling to see all that, like, and everybody like really enjoyed themselves. And then that morning also, we mentioned earlier, we mentioned Tim Spradlin and him talking about his horses. And But he also does a daily, a morning worship service as well.
Yeah, so Tim is you know, the chaplain for Xenia Township, and he's you know, last year he did our worship service, just something you know, quick to you know, get yourself in the right mindset for the day, right? And he's going to be providing that again this year. I think it's going to be great. I mean, again, just like Warrior Meditation, his group kind of grew as the conference went on. So definitely something that would be you know, something to attend if that's your style, if that's something that's important to you. You know, it's definitely well worth the time and effort to come and see and hang out with Tim for the
Yeah,
morning worship.
exactly. And then the last kind of optional thing is an AA meeting, the Friends of Bill W. We're gonna do that. I believe we're gonna do that after the day is done, after our class session is over with, and before any of the evening activities is when we're gonna hold that.
Yeah, so if you're one of the you know, if you're at AA or in Friends of Bill W, this will be a good opportunity to before you go out for the evening, be able to attend a meeting to give you some strength to hopefully attend you know, the networking event or going out with some of the other attendees, things like that. So get yourself in that right mindset you know, beforehand, this way that you could hopefully help curb that temptation.
Yeah, and we're gonna have our friend Cinnamon. She's gonna run those meetings, and she's been doing that for a while. Was it I think 9 years of
Yeah,
sobriety
she's been
for.
in, yeah, she's been in recovery for 9 years. She's the co-host of the After the Tones Drop podcast and founder of Whole House. So, I mean, she definitely brings a lot of knowledge base to the table, you know, and is able to help lead a proper AA meeting, so that you're ready to you know, take on the day
Yeah.
or the evening.
Yeah, and our thought behind doing all these optional things is we really want it to be as close to home as it can be. Like the things that you need at home that you count on, we want to be able to have here so you're not missing any of that kind of stuff and can continue your recovery or continue your, working out and or worship, whatever it may be. Like we want to be able to keep that going.
Well, and if this is stuff that you don't do back at home, this is your opportunity to try it, right? With a judgment-free zone, if you will.
Yeah.
Try it, and if this is something that does help you, you know, maybe being able to institute it back at home once you get home. So,
That's right.
you know, it's really great in that fact that, you know, you could do, we provide these options for you so that, you know, whether you are old hand at it or new, it gives you, you know, just gives you more options on how to improve your health and wellness on a daily basis.
That's right. Exactly. So let's kind of start closing it down. We'll go over some miscellaneous items regarding the conference as well. We kind of alluded to earlier that there's going to be a guest MC.
Yes. So in our pro wrestling themed, we thought it would be only fitting that if we should bring in some type of wrestling personality, wrestling legend, and we have secured that person.
Yes.
And so we will be bringing in as a guest MC of the conference, the Mouth of the South, Mr. Jimmy Hart. So if you're not familiar with Jimmy Hart, he is a legendary manager in the pro wrestling area. He's managed Hulk Hogan. He's managed, I mean, over 100 different wrestlers, you know, of varying stature. He was there in Memphis during Andy Kaufman's tenure in Memphis wrestling. I mean, just, I mean, he's written countless pro wrestlers' entrance themes. Like, I mean, he's just a master of everything, really. I mean, he's just all over the place, and the dude's got energy for days. So, if you've ever been peripherally into pro wrestling, you've probably seen him, the dude with the megaphone running around, dressed all crazy. That's Jimmy Hart.
That's Jimmy Hart, and he's going to be coming right here, Exotic Beaver
Right here
Creek,
to
Ohio.
Exotic Beaver Creek. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's even has a number one song with his band, The Gentrys, back in 1965.
Yes,
I was
yes.
negative 14.
But yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's you know, it's going to be awesome to have him there. You know, one of the things that, if you are a pro wrestling fan, we will be having a pictures with him. We have a photo booth opportunity with him. He's going to have 8x10s available for free for your to sign and stuff like that. So if you know, this is kind of a crossover thing. If you're into pro wrestling and you're into firefighter health and wellness, like, this
We
is the
got the
conference
place
you
for
want.
you. Yeah.
That's right. We got the conference for you, baby.
Yeah,
And you know, what other conference are you going to go to and meet you know, a legendary pro wrestling manager and be able to hang out with him and take your picture and, you know, things like that. So,
yeah.
oh, only an Exotic Beaver Creek, baby.
That's right. That's right. And we're also going to have a t-shirt.
Yes.
And that's kind of, I mean, we kind of view it as like a concert. Like, I was there. So,
Yeah.
it's gonna, have our little Beaver wrestling logo guy on there, and says Beaver Mania on the front, and then list all the speakers.
Yeah, so in the vein of WrestleMania, we have our Beaver Mania 7 logo adorning the front of the t-shirt. And like you said, Jim, we got all the speakers on the back with our Beaver wrestling Lucha Libre wrestling Beaver
That's right.
adorning on the back. So, but the big thing to think about these is they're only available before the conference. So we're only taking pre-orders. So when you order your conference ticket is when you can order your conference t-shirt. They're only $25 more to get the t-shirt, and we'll have those ready for you when you show up to the conference in October.
That's right. And then let's touch on food. Do you I mean you don't know anything about food, do you?
No, not a thing.
Yeah, me neither. Two again, two fat retired guys. We like to eat. And we like our attendees to eat.
Yes. Yeah, so last year we were able to bring on companies or I'm sorry, not Company 7, bring in Mission Barbecue.
Yes.
And our great friends at Mission Barbecue are bring, coming back again this year to provide one of the lunches. And so we're just, you know, really excited to have them on board. They see the value of what we're doing. They wanted to be part of it, and they want to make sure that our attendees are you know, well fed and happy while they're at the conference. So we're really excited to bring back Mission Barbecue again this year.
Yeah. And then what about the taco guy?
Yeah, so Timeless Tacos, it's actually one of the board members of Brothers Helping Brothers, is the owner of Timeless Tacos, co-owner. And you
There's
know,
not a
he's
conflict there
no,
or
but
anything.
he's been really great for us, bringing in the taco truck, just some really good options, and really both options, whether it be barbecue or the tacos, you could make in a healthy way too. So,
Right.
you know, if you're going carbless, you can do that. You know, if you're, you know, eating just vegetables or whatever, there's plenty of
Yeah,
options.
eating the opposite of you and I.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
But good options both days. You know, this is not you know, that's one of the nice things about the conference, right? Is, you know, we're able to offer it right now as it sits. Tickets are $75 for all 3 days. That gets you in the door for all the activities, all the speakers, get you lunch both days. We'll have breakfast items both days. I mean, just a really incredible value, I feel like, for $75.
Well, and real quick, like, explain to me why, and I mean I know, but explain to our viewers and listeners why we have that price that way.
Yeah, so, you know, when I was in the fire service before I retired, you know, I worked at a lot of smaller places, and the smaller places didn't necessarily have a budget to send me to classes. So, you know, I was always paying on my own dime to get to different classes and stuff like that. So when we started doing conferences of our own, I kind of wanted to keep the prices low. So no matter if you're full time, if you're part time, if you're a volunteer, whatever, if you want to attend this conference, we're not making money really a hard issue. You know, like I said, $75 for 3 days of the conference. You know, if you have to get a hotel room, you know, you're talking about maybe all in $500, something like that. You know what I mean? If that. So really that you know, we want to make sure that it's affordable for anybody who wants to attend. You know, these are topics that, you know, every firefighter, every first responder should be learning about. You know, each year of the conference, we get word that, you know, what we've put on has helped others. And if you are in that, you know, boat that maybe you need help, this could be that first step in finding what's right for you, or finding what, you know, what could help. So, you know, just not knowing that you're alone too. I mean, that's, I think, one of the biggest things. Like, you're going to be in a group of people that, you know, have had issues, have had, you know, problems, and you're not having to face this alone. That's for sure. And I feel like the conference definitely reiterates that fact, and is able to provide you with networking ability, you know, networking opportunities with other like-minded people that may have been in the same situation you've been.
Perfectly said. Very nicely said. Thank you for that. Where can people find more information out regarding this stuff?
Yeah, so if they will go to our website, which is exoticbeavercreek.com, they
Wait,
can
is that a real
find
thing?
that is a real thing. It is not a dirty website.
Exoticbeavercreek.com.
Exoticbeavercreek.com. That's it. It goes
It's
right
not
to our,
not a naughty site. It's
not
real.
a naughty site. It's for our conference. It goes right to the conference page. From there, you can see the speakers, read their bios, purchase tickets, get your hotel room, set up with a hotel room. All that stuff is directly from exoticbeavercreek.com.
And then last thing I want to touch on is we've I mentioned before Fire Engineering supporting our conference, but another magazine has stepped up and partnered with us as well.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Crackle Magazine has been, one of the conference media partners for 2 years now, and really, we're kind of elevating our relationship, and we're kind of co-partnering to present the conference itself. So, Corey and the gang are going to be there again this year. With magazine, with the copies of the magazine for those who are not familiar with the publication. But really, the Crackle Magazine is the magazine that best aligns with what we're doing on the conference level.
It's a lot like our conference is like a live version of their magazine. It's a lot of the same, content givers, quite honestly. Yeah, so.
Well, and it talks about everything under the sun, health and wellness, right? I mean, you talk about financial health, you're talking about, mental health, stress, relationships. I mean, it's all covered in the magazine, all covered in their website, and where we're just really thrilled to kind of, obviously elevate our relationship with them, to provide such, great content each year. At the conference. So, just really excited to have them on board, and obviously really excited that we're able to continue to put out high quality material at an affordable rate.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think we covered it all. Yeah. So we hope, all you listeners and viewers out there, we hope to see you live in person in October.
Yeah, and
Hang
well, just give it a chance, come out, hang out with us, as you've
we'll
probably already
shower.
figured out,
We'll shower
yes.
for you.
But as you've probably already figured out by listening to this podcast, our conference is a little different. A little
Yeah.
different than most conferences.
Yes.
And but it's good, it's different in a good way. And we've had people that are skeptical at first that come to the conference, but by the time they leave, they're all in. So
Yes. Because it's a
we
weird dynamic because we cover heavy topics, serious topics. I mean, really meaningful things that we have to deal with. But yet, there's a casualness involved and this little bit of fun that is almost it doesn't when you look on the outside, it doesn't seem like it fits well, but for whatever reason it does. Like we're able to still have fun, be ourselves, and really I think make a huge impact on the attendees. And the attendees, they go home and it affects their families. It affects their departments. So, I mean, I know what we do here is great, but it's just grows beyond that too. And it's enough reason why we keep doing this. When we started this, I mean, we were both active. We were still doing stuff. And now we're both retired, but like we seen how impactful this has been, and we continue to do it. You and I don't get paid anything for this as far as money goes, but what
Correct.
we get paid in is truly, truly like knowing that we make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, and yeah, it's the environment is an interesting environment. It's a safe environment. If you are struggling, in years past, we've had people actively struggling, and been able to get them help from the conference. We've just some of the testimonials that we've had, talking about how we've saved marriages, saved lives. This conference is impactful. So it's definitely a different vibe than, most of your conferences. Definitely different than, going to even, other health and wellness conferences. So, if you're even remotely interested in health and wellness topics, I encourage you to attend, give our conference a try, and hang out with us, right?
That's right. That's right. So let's get out of here. I think we did.